This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, to another great show here. Welcome back, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad, not bad, my friend. I went out there Saturday night at the racetracks, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
And it was exactly the type of ground that you were saying. I thought it would have been fast, but it was kind of muddy. And it made... Usually when you have muddy racetracks, you kind of think that the front holds up. But it wasn't. I mean, there was like an escalator of closers that were just flying. I mean, flying at the end and taking it by a head or a neck or something like that. So it was really strange on that. So if you guys look at the bias of the track, I think you're going to find right now at Fairmont Park, you are definitely looking for closers. Right now, the front-running horses, I'm telling you, I don't know, from Saturday night, they were just giving in. And, I mean, they were running their race, but it seemed like the outside, they were just barreling down, man. It was unbelievable. And what a great night Saturday night, too, in Collinsville. It was nice weather. I mean, there was not one person with any type of sweat on them or whatever. Everyone was kicking back, having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those people were coming in from, I seen a lot of Blues jerseys, and a lot of people were coming in from St. Louis after the whole party by the arch there with Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it was insane downtown.
No, it wasn't, actually. If you really think about it, Brian, if some other city wins a Stanley Cup, and I know you're not going there or anything like that, or some sort of a world championship, they flip over buses. There's a lot of shit that goes on. I mean, with the people, they just, as soon as they see a store, they want to break into it and flip over cars. Totally become hooligans, but not in the case of our St. Louis Blues people.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, no, I know everyone is fairly well-behaved. It's just that, I mean, I've never seen, like, I've never been in a crowd of that size.
Right. Are you believing that they said 1.5 million?
Not exactly. That seems a little high.
Yeah,
but
it really seems high.
But I would say that it might have been close to a million people.
You're saying a million?
It might have been.
I was thinking like 300,000-400,000 tops.
Oh, no. I mean, maybe just on the arch grounds alone. But
really?
Yeah. But, I mean, it was the city population, like, tripled, quadrupled in size.
Wow.
Easily.
And you know what I loved about it, too, was how the players, the St. Louis Blues players, are right there with the fans, too. They didn't stay in
they didn't stay in the cars. They got down and, right. You know, they were letting the fans touch the Stanley Cup. I actually saw a kid who had a sign that said, I don't want to touch the cup. I want my own. And like it basically like stating that he wanted to go out and become a hockey player, play for the Blues and win his own Stanley Cup,
man.
Which I thought was cool. My brother-in-law was down there and he said that Tarasenko came up to him and like he had his kids with him and stuff, and they were all like screaming, and Tarasenko goes, it's like calm down, kids, I have a hangover, and then proceeded to sign everything.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
I loved it. And that night, it carried over to the night to where we had our horse racing at Fairmont Park. And like I said, it was a beautiful night for horse racing. And there were a lot of people out there with St. Louis Blues gears on, hats, jerseys, shirts. It was a cool atmosphere for sure.
Yeah.
And like I said, though, folks, keep in note that the closers are making a big move at Fairmont Park. I think it's going to be here for next week, 2 weeks maybe, but I don't know. But look for that. Look for closers right now. And in the news out there, I'm kind of happy about this. You know that horse that Maximum Security, that the horse that got brought down at the Kentucky Derby? The ownership, they were cocky. They were offering like anyone that could beat my horse in this next race, we're going to give them like $5 million or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? He did get beat. And he stumbled at the start. Okay, I'll give you that. But then you recover, and then you're in first place throughout the race, and then you get taken at the stretch. You finish second, mm-hmm. Which, you know what? If you're that good of a horse, shouldn't you hold on to that lead?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that this is one horse that I just don't like. I don't know what it is, and it's all due to the ownership just being cocky and just being your horse deserved to go down at the Kentucky Derby. It cut horses off, all right? So for you to turn around and then make a big bitch about it, whine about it, and then go up against these horses and say, you know what, I'll put $5 million on any horse that beats me. I'll just give it to you. Or something like that. It was a real ridiculous number. I don't know if he even said it. I hope he wouldn't say something that dumb. But the horse went off at 1 to 20 odds.
Oh, geez.
1 to 20. I mean, who the hell wants to bet a 1 to 20 horse? But a horse that was 6-1 named King for the Day. King for a Day. And how appropriate for a horse's name.
I like that.
King for a Day. And he was the King for a Day. And that was Joe Bravo with Todd Pletcher. Very respectable. Todd never talks any crap or anything like that. He just goes out there, does his job, and they did it. They got the job done. The horse went off at close to 6-1. So, it became a 3-2, and now here we go. I gotta give you this. What is the color of the three?
You said it was blue, right?
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
What about the two? The two? Come on, think about it.
Oh, crap. Dang it. It was white, wasn't it?
It was white.
Yes.
It was white. And, all right, I got
for those of you out there, I'm not Googling the answers either.
He's not. I put him on the spot here. And what about the five? The five came in third, and that's direct order. And that was direct order by, what is that, Javier Nick or whatever?
Let's see.
So we got a three with blue, two with the white, and five. We got direct order, and that's Javier Nick.
Yeah, and it's green, right?
Bravo.
There you go.
You hit it, man. So we got a 3-2-5 in that, and that went off at 34-1 almost. And the trifecta, not a whole lot because a lot of money got pumped around the around that two-horse Maximum Security. I wonder what excuse he's got now. Oh, my horse stumbled, so we're not going to count that one either. Matter of fact, I like to call something wrong with the track in order for my horse to stumble out of the start, so I'm not even blaming my horse. But in any case, that's what we had. Speaking of stumbling, the governor for Santa Anita, or not Santa Anita, governor of California, called for Santa Anita to close down for investigation with all these horses dying.
Oh, man.
I mean, how do you, I mean, I know you're not into horse racing, Brian, but how do you even investigate that? How do you investigate the horses that are taking a bad step while they're running and going down. I mean,
I don't know. Maybe
it's just probably a little weird on that.
Probably just looking for like negligence. You know, like somebody messed up. Somebody did something that resulted in the death of a horse.
Can you blame the? I mean, the track condition. I mean, maybe the dirt. Maybe below the dirt. Maybe I don't know. But it just seems like this is part of the game. And I realize that there's a lot of horses dying at Santa Anita. It will definitely be interesting what unwinds of that one. And that's the governor calling for Santa Anita Park to close down for investigation. So that's interesting right there. So you know what? We had a great outing for this Saturday night at Fairmont Park. I hope it continues for Tuesday, but I'm not sure because we've had rain all throughout today. And I think there's going to be some rain, thunderstorms coming in tomorrow morning. But fill us in on that.
Yeah. So tomorrow night, you know, into the morning, we're supposed to get some thunderstorms throughout the night with, you know, probably a fair bit of rain. And then come morning, we'll see, you know, partially cloudy, mostly cloudy until the afternoon.
So sun's not coming out at all.
No, the sun will not really be coming out at all.
I don't think the track will dry up then. Go ahead.
So around 10 a.m., we're supposed to get a couple more thunderstorms. And then from that point on until about 4 p.m., it should be mostly cloudy. And then we're supposed to get some more rain at around 4 p.m.
Sloppy, shitty weather is what we're looking at there.
It's probably similar to what we're going through today now with it raining outside and being just cloudy and stuff. So, but yeah.
Well, that's one thing to look at now, folks. When you're looking at the PPs at Fairmont Park for tomorrow, and you're listening to the show, look for horses that have run well on slop. It's as easy as that. All right. There will be some chalk horses on morning line that don't do well on mud or slop. Okay, so that plays a big role in this. Let's go to our races right now. First race, we got allowance optional claiming 12,500. How about that? These are good horses. And hey, Brian, I haven't talked like this in a while, but I'm looking at this race and I'm looking at this saying, I got two horses here. One's going to win it, and the other one's going to follow it, and that's the way this whole thing's going to unfold here. And the top horse I got here is Durango Kid. Durango Kid is the four horse, and Durango Kid is going off at 3-5. I'm telling you right now, Brian, let it be known, next show I do, I hope it's not the show with the governor being on here, but I will take 2-3 bites out of this shoe if this Durango Kid loses this race, all right? I'm telling you, folks, right now, I will take 2 bites of this new shoe that I have on right now here. You're looking at it, aren't you?
Yes.
These are nice, yes, aren't they?
They're very nice shoes.
I'm gonna buy it in, though, I tell you. I'm not kidding around. If Durango Kid does not win this race, that's as far as I'm going with this. Durango Kid, the four horse at 3-5, gets the job done with Harry Lynch, the trainer, and Arietta as the jock. Both times out, this horse is lost by a head. Not this time, my friends. Not this time. Durango Kid gets the job done. And I know what you're saying. Jono, you just said 3-5. We're all going to play it anyway. All right, I get that. But I wasn't going to stop there because I got a cold exacta. That's what I got on this race here. I got the Durango Kid, the four horse, followed by the five horse, Bumpity Bump Bump. How's that? What a great name, too. Bumpity Bump Bump.
Yeah.
And that's Dwayne Wells, and that's Juan Molina going off at 7-2. I think you'll make about $6-7 on this on a $2 wager. I'm putting $100 on this one, man. Nice. Straight up. I'm putting a 4-5, and I'm just going to sit by the window and get ready to collect. I don't see nothing getting in the way of this.
You actually just reminded me that I should go to the tracks and put down a couple of bets because I need a new pair of shoes, and what better way to get a new pair of shoes than to go to the track and be like, daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
And you know that too, Brian. I know you're on a diet and everything, and you got a great video. By the way, tell our people out there about your what you got going.
Yeah. So I have a YouTube channel out there documenting my weight loss with my wife. And it's called Crocs in the Kitchen. That's Crocs with a K. So K-R-O-C-K-S in the kitchen.
You guys get it? Like crocodiles, but now it's the K? All right, go ahead.
That's my last name. And yeah, it's just a fun channel that we do recipes. We talk about what we've done over the last year or so to lose weight. And just generally, I'll try to have a good time.
And folks, they have lost some weight. All right? Seriously. These guys are losing weight, and they're having fun doing it. Which, you know, a lot of people out there that are losing weight, they're in that depressed mode. I'm sick of this. And now you got a group there. You got a couple out there that you could tune into, and they're having fun doing it, and you could just be part of them. It's kind of a where can they go again to that?
Crocsinthekitchen.com is the website that we send everybody
and
to.
That's with the K now.
Yes.
K-R-O-C-K-S.
Yes.
C-K-S.
Crocs in the Kitchen.
All right, beautiful.
If you're wondering, I'm down, I don't know, like 155, 156 right now.
156 pounds, folks. That's almost two jockeys.
And my wife is down like 120.
120, 156, yeah. 120 pounds. God bless you, man. I'm proud of you.
I'm happy. Proud of
you. Yeah. You look great. So, that's what I got on here. My cold cut Exacta Durango Kid, the four horse. I know, 3 to 5. I don't care. We're here to make money, followed by the 5 horse. And I think you're going to get about $6-7 on the $2 Exacta here. All right. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. All right. Let's move on to race number two. Race number two, we got a 6 furlong claiming 3,200. And on this end here, let's do the same here. This is like Groundhog Day because I'm looking at the 4 on top. And that's Dr. Wing Kai, and that's Gerald Butler. Butler's a good trainer. Followed by the jockey here, Victor Santiago, one of my favorite jockeys. I love that little guy. Not so much his sense of humor, because he'll rip on you. There ought to be an inquiry on this little guy here, on his jokes. But, yeah. I got Dr. Wing Kai, and that's Butler with Santiago. These guys don't normally hook up here, so this is going to be an interesting play. And I got it followed by the 5 horse, Catherine Eugenia, and that's Tim Hughes. Hasn't done much lately, but I tell you what, this horse is live, and I think this horse will be up there. Alvin Ortiz is having a nice meet so far, so I look for the 4 followed by the 5. And how about a nice daily double here? You're not going to get much. You'll probably get back $3 or $4 on your daily double. But I'm telling you, 4-4 looks very solid. What's the 4 color?
You said it was yellow, right?
Yes, I did. I'm messing with Rain Man here. He's remembering everything. All right. So, I got a 4-4 big yellow daily double. 1 and 2 race. All right, that's what we got there. Let's move on. Let me open up my notes here. Let's move on to race number 3. Race number 3, we got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And I like the 2 horse here. The 2 horse here is Brown Shoes, and that's Frankie Randazzo. And Frankie's been on a tear, man. Frankie... 14 starts, 6 wins at 43%. Javier Taveras on the mound here. He's nearly 20%. They're going to have this horse. And look at the way I'm looking at this now. I'm looking at Brown Shoes, Slop, 2 starts back, ran a very respectable race. He made up some ground here. He was 4th by 5 and narrowed it down to 3rd place by 4. I'm looking at horses that can close on Slop. Also, last year in August, Muddy, twice, back-to-back, he made up some ground from 5th to 3rd. This horse likes to get involved in the slop, in the mud, this is the kind of horse like John Madden would like. Boom, there you go. He's in the mud. He's moving around. He's in the trenches. I like Brown Shoes on top here. The 7-year-old mare. Perfect spot for this horse. And let's follow that up by the five. The five is, well, the five is the favorite here, and that's John Cox. And he's at 36% win clip, and with Javier Simpson at 21%. The thing that I don't like about this, and I don't have it on top here, I'm not a big fan of condition races, all right? You're looking at Brown Shoe. Brown Shoe's run 3,200 condition, but without a three life or two life behind it, all right? So I'm looking at Miss Barham here. Last two, respectable indeed, but it was three life races. And a couple times on slop, hasn't done bad. Very, very sharp on slop too. So you know what? At Fairmont Park, it's been all right. I don't know if it deserves a 2-1, though. Last three starts at Fairmont Park has been the favorite, and he's let the public down. I don't know if he'll get the job done here. Miss Barham right now, I don't know, 2-1, maybe a little stretch for me. I'm playing, I'm going to go with the 2. I'm going to go with the 2 on top, followed by the 5. That's what we have here. And let's move on. Let's move on. Of course, we're going to move on here. And let's see. Race number four. We got a 6 furlong starter optional claiming 4,000. I got to give a little shout out to Roger, the racing director, too, man. I mean, we're finding horses, and he's getting these horses going. It's 6-7 horse field. I know we had a 5-1 there on the first one, but you know what? I mean, we're getting horses in, and bravo to all the trainers for entering your horses, making it fun for us, because no one wants to see a 3-horse race, okay? That's not fun, is it, Brian? Mm-mm. When you go out there and you only see 3 horses running against each other.
Yeah.
I mean, who the hell wants to see that? We're getting some nice horses here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Starter allowance, starter optional claiming, 4,000 going 6 furlong. Interesting race here. We got 6 horses. We got the 6 horse here, Roski, that thrives to go to the front. All right. Then we have Greens Means Go that I bet a couple times. I bet on Roski a couple times too. And both these horses predominantly like to go to the front. I mean, that's where they're comfortable, and they'll fight you off. I mean, that's the type of horses these are, Roski and Green Means Go. Green Means Go is Gerald Butler, and that's Victor Santiago. Victor will have him right up there. And Roski is Teddy Randazzo, and he's got Juan Molina. And you got Molina, you got Santiago there. Yeah, I mean, this is a pay-per-view event, but not so fast, my friends. Not so fast, because I got a long ball here. I got a long ball here that everyone's overlooking, and this is my long shot play today. And this is the 3-horse Ripe Attack. Ripe Attack will be sitting back watching these two just tear each other apart. Ripe Attack, like I said earlier in the show, likes the closers are making a lot of ground here. I think Ripe Attack is my bet here at 8-1 to just get by these horses when they've been matching spit for spit on the track with Roski, and then you got a. You got Green Means Go. Neither one are going to want to give an inch, and they're just going to go battle each other out. Well, here comes this Ripe Attack from the inside. Outside, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, I'd go a little out because those two are going to be inside battling each other. So Ripe Attack with Walter Johnson, and you got a crafty jockey here, Rattana. He'll have this horse in the mix. I'm taking Ripe Attack here at 8-1. You got value there, Brian. Got value, 8-1. So that's what we're doing. We're going with the 3, with the 1, with the 6. And you know what? How about a super here? And we can play the 3-6-1 as well. But throw the 5 behind all those as well with Jack and John. And that's a 12-1 horse too. And this horse loves to fly at the end as well. So that's what we got. That's our superfecta. I normally don't give superfectas. All right, but I did here. All right, let's go to the fifth race here. We got a 1 mile 70, claiming 4,000. And what do I got here? Let me turn the page here. 1 mile 70, and I got the 4 and the 5 here. I got the 4 and the 5. Let me sit up here, guys. Hang on. All right. I got the 4 and the 5. Let's mosey on down here to the 4 and 5. All right. Now, the horse's name is Yaroslavli. Okay. You would say it like that, too. Y-A-R-O. You got the Yaro. Yeah. And then you got S-L-A-V-L. Why the hell would they throw that L back there?
Yeah, because it's basically Yaroslav.
Yaroslav. Yeah, that's what I said.
I mean, there's no way the L is pronounced.
Yeah, I don't know. It could probably be some guy's name from Yugoslavia or something. I don't know. In any case, that's what we got here. Yaroslav, the 6 to 5 horse with, imagine that, the 5 horse. That's what I got. 4 and 5. 4 and 5 today or tomorrow was going to be very popular, okay? According to me, we got the 4-5, and we got the 5-4. And I'll tell you what, the 5 likes to make ground, likes to go on mud too. On wet conditions, it's made some gains. But you know what? It's only ran twice. I think the 5 will be up there. The 5 is a Mike Durham horse with Javier Taveras. And the 4 horse is Mike Durham with Alvin Ortiz at the helm there. And that's a 6 to 5 horse on Yaroslavli, as we'll call it. And the 5 horse, the 4 to 1, Talkative Jack, J-A-C. All right? Talkative. That's
Talkative.
Well, no, it can't be talkative because talkative would be T-A-L.
Oh.
Okay, this is T-O-C-C-E-T-I-V-E. That's like a talkative. Talkative. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like it would be spelled like Italian, but...
You know, here's my thinking.
There should be pronunciations over all of the names.
There should be something that you name a horse... It's kind of be like a group thing, too, where you sit down and you come across all these names. I think naming a horse is so damn fun.
Yeah.
And then first time it runs, it's unbelievable. You know, you always got dreams like this could be the horse of among all. Yeah, I don't really run into those type of horses. We had X-Kalis at one time, ran in the Breeders' Cup, finished third or fourth. It was exciting, man. That's the kind of stuff you love to see. Anyway, I got the 4-5, 5-4 in this, and I can't really go in that much about it. That's about all I got. The 4 looks like last time out, it ran an allowance optional claiming, 10,000 condition, finished second respectively. And then behind that one was the Talkative horse, and that ran the same race going long mile and finished third. So I'm kind of visualizing both these horses going after each other again. They're definitely the class of the bunch here. You got the 6, Two Life, just broke its maiden for 4,000, nothing spectacular there. American Success, claiming 4,000, Two Life, that hasn't really done much there, too. They're all the same except for the 4 and the 5 that went up to allowance optional claiming, and they've competed at this level. So why the hell not? And that's enough of that talk. Play a 4-5-5-4 exact the box on this one. I think you'll bring this one home as well. All right, that's what we have. Let's move on to the 6th race. 6th race, we got a 6 furlong allowance optional claiming 10,000. And this one here, I like the 3 and I like the 6. The 3, I mean, this horse, hey, folks, if it's sloppy out there, this horse probably will bring a surfboard or something like that because this horse loves the slop. 3 starts back at Hawthorne, sloppy. Guess what? First by 1.5. A start behind that, muddy. Oh, lost by a neck, all right? This horse loves... the wet, and I think Scotty Becker's going to have this one right up there. I don't see this horse losing. I hope to God we don't have a scratch on this one, because this horse, Scotty, this horse loves it. This horse loves the rain, man. Don't scratch him, please. I got to make some money. So I got Scotty Becker here and a vintage duo here with Victor Santiago. Boom! We're going to bring this one home, the three on top, followed by the six. The six, and that is Star Magna. Star Magna, last time out. Last time out, didn't do much. I get it. But you know what? I'm looking at the angles here. And to throw that last start out before then. First, second, neck, head. I tell you what, this horse is all over the place during the finish line here. And under the slop, allowance optional claiming last year in June, lost by neck. This horse will be right there. But again, I got to tell you, Suz, the S-U-Z horse by Scotty Becker, gets the job done and gets a workout in the rain. And he's going to be waving his tail around in the winner's circle saying, hey, give me some more of this stuff. I'm not done yet. Boom, I got to race some more. But that's what I got here. I got the three on top. If you guys aren't too sold on the six, that's fine. Maybe just single the three horse here in your pick threes and your pick fours, all right? You'll save some money. You'll bless me. You'll thank me. What else was there here? All right, let's move on to the seventh race. I got three horses here that stand out here. I got three horses that I kind of like here. The favorite 5-2 horse, the seven horse, has never been in the top three in sloppy conditions, all right? That's a big play here, and that's what I was talking to Brian about earlier in the show. He may be the best horse in this race, but if you don't like what you're going to be running in, that plays a big role too, because the seven, Husky Clipper, well, he's run six times in wet in a wet environment there, and six times he said, you know what, I don't like it. I don't like the whole footing here. I don't like anything about it. I don't even want to be out in this damn weather. Why are they putting me in this damn weather? That's what we're going to get out of Husky Clipper here. You didn't know I was Dr. Doolittle there,
no,
did you?
No, I did not.
I am.
I did not.
I am. I go to the paddock, see, and they walk by me. And one said, I got a goddamn bad back, and this little jockey's going to hop on me that I'm not in the mood for this. They talk to me like that. And I pick up a couple signals here and there from them. And, that's how I bet. But Husky Clipper, I don't think, is going to like this. Now, it's bringing the class. I'm not going to doubt that. It's bringing the class. The run starter, 10,000. And for all you folks out there saying, how can you avoid? Because on slop, three starts back, he finished sixth by ninth or something like that. He just doesn't like it. He doesn't like it at all. So I'm going to go with the 1-2-4 here, and I'm going to exact the box, the 1-2-4. I like the – oh, this is a good one here. Chernyavovsky. Chernyavovsky. Can you believe – okay.
Let me see.
Here. I didn't screw that up.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
Chernyavovsky.
Yeah.
Chernyavovsky.
Our track announcer's going to love this
one. Something like that.
If this horse is in the front. Yeah, I got the one. I got the two here, Cool Ambition. By the way, the numbers all reach at Cool Ambition as being the best horse number-wise on this race here. Frankie Randazzo, 43% clip here with Javier Diego, and Diego will have this horse out in front. Let's give it a little props to
Chernyavovsky.
Yeah, bravo. You did a good job there, Brian. God bless you. And that's Leonard Ellis, and that's Arietta, too. So let's give them props since we're giving the two, the jockey and the trainer there, Cool Ambition. And we're going to go with the four as well, Serious Talk. And that's Mike Durham with Juan Molina. I like these two also. I like these guys when they hook up. And on slop, you know what? this horse is right there as well. I mean, he likes to get involved, and Serious Talk may get some serious money put down here at 6-1. I think you'll see this horse at 9-2. But again, if you, I mean, there's a lot of good horses here. You got Thunder Down Under, and but yeah, and just it's been a turf horse, and then it went to slop three starts back, not willing to get involved at all. Fifth by 14. You know what? I look for horses that like to slop, and according to you, it will be a muddy, sloppy day because there's nothing going to be drying up.
Yeah, it's probably looking that way.
Yeah.
I reserve the right to be wrong, though.
No, but you know what? You were right about that last time. You said it was going to be muddy, and I said it'll be fast. It'll dry up by then, but it didn't. It was muddy.
It was cool and rainy, so...
Yeah, so nothing dried up at all. So that's what we got.
When's that summer supposed to kick in?
Yeah. By the way, I can't change the color of my pool. I don't know what the hell it is. It's leaning towards green, and I don't know why, man. I've put every chemical in there. If you jump in there, it'll be like that horse Chernobyl here. You may have some skin falling off you, but I just can't change the color of this pool. Anyone want to message me to see what the hell I can do? I go to that, they get my water tested and stuff, and they're saying add this, and add that, and I do, and I still can't get the damn thing to look good at all. So anyway.
I like the idea of having a pool, but the maintenance of said pool, I'm telling you, bro, I would hate.
I'm not kidding. If I tell you this, it takes me about $1,300 to $1,500 to open up a pool. The chemicals coming in left and right. Then I got to throw my kid into the water to go get the leaves underneath it while it's all chemicaled out. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But that's our show, guys. That's our show for this Monday, and hopefully you guys can make some money. Stay dry tomorrow, and again, we're waiting for the governor. I'm not going to push him, folks. I'm not going to push him to where he says, you know what, I don't want to be on your show. And that'd be so easy. What am I going to do? What am I going to do then when he says that to me? I can't do anything, can I?
I don't know. Yeah, not really,
can't
no.
do anything. Yeah, right.
I think he'll come on. You know, he's a super busy dude. So.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff going on right now. A lot of beautiful stuff in Illinois. This is going to be a great state to live in, and a lot of great racing. And now, the big thing is, now I can bring my wife, who doesn't like horse racing, I can bring her to the slot machine. She could kick back at the slot machines all she wants and have fun. Mm-hmm. And I could do my horses and have my fun. I hate sitting there at a slot machine. It bores the hell out of me. Ding, 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 ding. Who cares? If you're gonna give me $2 return or $3 return on that, and me sit there and just hit that button all day, forget about it. I'd rather, you know what? 10 cents. I could 10 cents superfecta. I could win $200-$300.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's something that you could sit back and enjoy, and you can make a lot more riches come true with your $1 wagering on the horses. But again,
and you get to see a race,
and you get to see a live race. I just hate those guys behind me that I don't know that have bet the horse that no one thought would win, and they're we won, Charlie. Look at this number. Didn't we pick the six? Didn't we? I'm like, who the hell would pick the six? Well, it's my kid's birthday. So anyway, so what? That's our show for this week, my friends. Not for this week, for Monday, for Tuesday. Get out there, cheap hot dog, cheap beer, cheap soda. You'll have a nice family outing there on a matinee. Play hooky Tuesday, huh?
Yeah, Tuesday.
And it starts at 12 or 1 o'clock, I think at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, yes.
Yes, sir, 1 o'clock. And go out there. Park valet. I got my buddy Pete out there. He'll take care of your cars out there, folks. Pete and his crew, they do a hell of a job. They're on top of things out there. You don't have to walk all throughout that water and all that shit out there. Just give your keys to Pete and his crew, and they'll pull it right up to you, too. And they got a lot of cars to deal with, but each car is like their very own car. That's how they take care of those cars out there. All right, my friends, from John O. and Brian, take care. Keep cashing those winning tickets. We'll see you Thursday or Friday. Take care, folks.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmountParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter.
There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.